Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Welcome, y'all. It's Horrible Decisions. What's up? This is your girl, Mandy B.
Hi, I'm Weezy.
You ain't like that start either, huh?
That was better, I guess. Okay. We have a special guest today. I feel like this is probably one of the coolest episodes we ever going to have. Not to put the pressure on you, because I don't want you to.
You just applied mad pressure. Like, he wasn't all nervous.
We're checking
the nervous gauge. And you see, she come out the gate adding pressure. Bro, you got to ease people in, bro.
But I'm so hyped. This is a lot of insight. No pun.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
Because
I feel like. But Cino, cool. He get it. Yeah. He get it.
Nah, so, nervous.
I met Cino because he did a consult with me for his new podcast, Blind But Now I See.
Yes.
He was bugging on the first name, but we got with him. But I really wanted to have somebody on. And I feel like I can't use the word disability, but you're visually impaired.
Visually impaired, yeah.
And it's so interesting to me to have this conversation because we hear so many things about, we just had a guest a few weeks ago that talked about sensory deprivation and how she was blindfolded and shit and how things are heightened. And I think it's going to be so dope to just learn about you, your sexual experiences. I know you may not talk about sex too much on your pod, but like,
right. It'll He's be like, oh shit.
Anything goes.
I got to give a
pod.
Sex to
anything goes.
Anything goes.
But like, yeah, this is just really exciting for us. So can you introduce yourself, tell people what you do and just a little bit about your story on, yeah, how you lost your vision.
Well, my name is Cino. I call myself Blind Poppy.
Not Blind Poppy.
Yeah, Blind Poppy, the Hood Ray Charles. Like, I'm a party promoter. So pretty much 9 years ago, I was shot 3 times being robbed. But they was trying to rob me and shot me 3 times. Left me there to die. Pretty much 7 days in the hospital, 4 days ICU, 3 days recovery.
That's it?
And I told my mother, I'm out. I got to give them to my son. Doctor said he couldn't come up there. He was 1 year old. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Oh, I thought your son, I misunderstood when I met you. You told me your son was
10,
not 9.
Yeah, he's 10
years
old.
Okay, so you've seen your son.
Yeah. I got shot after his first birthday.
Wow.
Wow.
So when this happened
and
to
survived.
You?
Hey, I got another
April,
nickname for
April
you.
21st.
35 cent. Because 50 got shot 9 times. We got to take away some cents. That shit was only 3. 35 cents.
You could be 3
that.
Note.
3 note.
So, yeah. Okay, I totally misunderstood. So, you had your son, you get out, you're blind. I know you told me a little bit briefly about how you did anger management while blind, but just from a sex perspective, like, how long did you go before you even wanted to have sex again or could?
Man, so I came home. I wasn't leaving the hospital. I said, work. I straight up and down told the doctor, if it ain't working, I ain't leaving.
That's what so, you said. That's wait, you were in the hospital just from being shot and your concern was whether you would get, whether your dick would get hard again or not.
You took my eyes. I want to know what else you took. Like, fuck that. That's going, ain't no use.
What was the response? Like, how was, I mean, Ooh. Clearly.
What the doctor's response
yeah,
when I said that?
What was the doctor's response to that?
He was like, pretty much your body going through trauma. You got to see. A couple of days, it started moving. I'm like, I'm good to go.
Wow.
Went home, had sex the first day I went home.
The first day?
First day home.
You think it was sympathy pussy?
Yeah, I had a whole lot of that. There's a whole lot.
You had a whole lot of that.
A whole lot of sympathy.
So, fellas, if you're not getting pussy,
yeah, no, the whole
just
lot.
Get shot. No, I'm sorry.
Everybody God, coming Mandy. Up there.
Okay.
No,
okay,
but you know what? I did fuck with a nigga that got shot.
We know you like niggas that sleep with guns under
but
the pillow.
I feel like I would have fucked him anyway, but I was like, damn, you hurt. So, wait. The sympathy pussy that you were getting, was it girls you already had sex with?
Girls I had sex with. Girls that dubbed me before, but wanted to see what it was about.
Huh. But they thought it changed?
Yeah. Like I hear the weirdest questions. You know, with a whole lot. You still know what you're doing. And I'm like, what? Should be confusing to the after. Then it's like, oh, yeah, you do know what you're doing still.
Eating pussy's not confusing, though?
Nah, never.
Maybe because you're finding
all you got to do is the legs. That's it.
But
you
a new,
gotta, like,
nah, but a new pussy.
The pussy still new, has like, the same anatomy, bro.
Nah, new pussy be kind of different because I
it's hard for it.
Nah, it ain't hard. I be hesitating. You can't see that shit. So it's not like you don't know them shits got bumps on there or what. Like,
oh my God.
I be nervous.
Is your sense of smell like crazy now?
Yeah. The touching, taste.
But hearing. Like with pussy specifically.
Yeah, I could definitely smell it. If it ain't smelling, I ain't doing it.
Damn, can you smell us?
Yeah. Look, and I'm nervous because the bitch was just look, we just said the way we were sweating last show.
No, we were just saying we need some deodorant.
I just took some wet wipes to my underarms. So it was a little musty.
Nah, you cool.
So I do want to start with some icebreakers. And one of the first ones, you almost told me, Bessa, wait till you're
that was not an icebreaker, bro.
Hell no. That's how we jump out the gate. How long you been listening to our shows, Cena?
For a long time. That's all I do is I stay in the house and just listen.
So my first icebreaker question for you is, what do you think we look like?
Did you dare should I dare tell me this? Well, I think you slim. Like a caramel color.
You giving her way too much melanin.
First of all, bitch.
Slim caramel color. I like a little booty.
Very little. Accurate.
It's a medium.
Mandy, I could say caramel, kind of short, thick.
Kind of short
and thick. He had that right.
Thick.
Huh. Well, the only thing I'll tell you, I think that really might help you think about what I look like. We always kind of have the same look. I wear braids a lot.
I realize that.
How?
Podcast. Listen to the podcast.
I be talking about them.
You sat there and said braids is you.
That's true. Mandy. Who knows what the fuck she got?
Nobody knows what I'm going to look like when I come in. I ain't going to hold
you. Listen, sometimes you got a wig. Sometimes you got a short
cut. Oh, that's right. I was talking about that.
Be different.
See, he be listening.
Yeah, you switch up.
Ladies, you may just need a nigga who blind because they listen. God damn, you listen.
Yo, it's the best.
You a good listener.
It's true. Yeah. Do you notice that with yourself? Do you feel like you're like paying extra attention?
I feel like way more attention now.
Damn, you probably catch niggas in lies.
All the time.
Didn't you tell me that?
All the time. I don't get that shit was 2 years ago. I still remember what you said.
See?
Has your memory sharpened?
All the way.
That's crazy.
It's like you can't write shit down or you can't see it to keep going over it. You play that shit in your head all the time.
Yeah. I when we did our consult, I've been leaving people notes, like written notes. And I was like, well, let me do this different with C-Note. And I did a voice note so that he could listen to it. And I was thinking to myself, like, how annoying is this going to be if he got to play this shit over?
Nah, I listen to it like 20 times.
Really?
It don't get annoying. It's like a talking book.
Honestly, I'm really excited to listen to your podcast because it's so interesting to me. You know, like we were just saying when we spoke, like you don't really meet a lot of blind people. Maybe you'll come across them, but like how many conversationally do we have?
Never. Even before I went blind, I really didn't see a lot of blind people.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just.
Just it's different.
Wait, so you don't like, you don't meet more people now that you're blind?
Nah.
Like you know, when you get a PT Cruiser, then all you notice is PT Cruiser. Cruisers,
yeah, nah, it's not like
it's that. Not like that would be.
Run into like here and there. I went to some blind anger management that it was just straight blind people in there. They were just like
you didn't like.
Nah. I finished the class. I had no choice.
Why you had no choice?
My mother and my cousin was not playing that.
It was like an intervention.
Let's go. Yeah, you want to bug out? Let's go.
How long did it take you to stop being angry?
The first 6 years I was angry.
Wow.
The first 6 years I was angry. Every now and then, you do something I don't like, I would snap. Like, little shit. Like, treat me like I'm regular.
Yeah.
So don't tippy toe around me. Don't lie. Keep it real. Like, because I'm angry, I'm not going to beat you up. I'm going to just distance myself from you.
What's crazy is everyone that I think we've even interviewed that has some form of a disability, that's been like their number one request is treat me like you would anybody the fuck else. Like,
so that's why we talking shit today.
That's why that's how you supposed to. You in here with a fitted cap.
Nah, that's
with
how
your
you
whole
supposed
polo
to.
Ralph Lauren. Yeah. I had niggas wearing that little hoodie back in the, you know what I mean?
Nah, that's how you supposed to. Me and CJ done had fights. My mother still cursed me. I ain't nothing changed.
Good.
So CJ,
I love that they treat you.
CJ's your brother, who's your eyes pretty much, right?
Yeah, that's my eyes.
So let's talk about when you meet somebody. Do you give CJ all the credit to tell you?
He straight up a dad tell me. Sometimes it depends. If I'm drunk, I don't care. I don't care. Sometimes I don't care. I can't see you. So
did you ever watch the movie Shallow Hell?
Nah.
So it's a movie.
Oh, yeah. I seen that. they, in his eyes, they look skinny, but really they like heavy set and all that. Like,
yeah. Okay, but don't you feel like that's like a blessing in disguise now?
But then sometimes it'd be like.
Niggas gonna know you got a funny looking bitch.
You got your friends, they be like, yo, bro, what the fuck you doing, bro? And I'm like, what? What you mean what I'm doing? To me, they don't got no face to it. I can't see the shit, bro. So what's the difference? I can't see the shit, bro. On my right hand, he like, nah, I can't let you go out like that, bro. Nah, that's no good.
I can't let you go out like that. Like, What are you saying to this man?
You ain't never met a real funny bitch.
Nah, I did. I met all different type of girls being blonde.
So that's interesting because I wonder if that's our ego. Like, do you think that knowing, not even being able to see that someone's attractive, knowing they're attractive weighs that much?
I can just say you probably like a person more.
Yeah.
Being that you're not seeing them.
Do you feel like you've been having more intellectual conversations with women? Like you've been getting closer to them?
Some women I straight dub after the 2 weeks.
The two weeks?
Why are you dubbing bitches in 2 weeks?
When you hit me with that, send me a cash. What? Nah.
What? Oh, God.
Cash apps, I can't do.
I can't do. I like that they don't treat you different.
Nah, treat you the same. So I'm a trick on a nigga. Yeah. That's right.
But
you got money, though.
So you ain't get a settlement?
Nah, it should be different. They come to me like they talk like money. What? I'm like, I'll be right back. I spin off. It's over.
Do you find that like when dating though, what's just something common that happens with women? Do you think that you become almost like a fetish? Do you feel like girls want to know what it's like to fuck somebody blind? Because you like you know Daredevil.
I had a couple of girls that I ran into like that was like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, oh yeah, you different. Like I see you more into it. You use your hands more. It's passion, but it's really like. I'm not trying to be passionate with you.
You just need to do this stuff.
Just get it off and I'm out.
Have you ever had a threesome or sex with...
Yes, I had a threesome before.
Have you had it before you were blind or after?
After.
Bro, he getting all the pussy. Like, we just don't need to talk to this man like he blind anymore. Nah, he getting pussy. Let's just talk about sex. It's more like, decisions.
Nah,
shit.
Because I'm going to be real with you. Like, for me, in a threesome, there's a lot of shit you got to watch out for. Like, his legs flying and shit. Like, you telling
me. You get hit, be all right. This shit is worth it.
He's like, bitch, I'm being shot.
You can't complain. You can't complain after that.
I can have a foot hit me in the face.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You can't complain after that.
I also want to know, out of the two of us, you've been listening for, you said, basically since we started, right? So what guess did you think was the sexiest based on listening?
Oh,
I ain't gonna lie. After last week, the pussy poet?
The pussy poet?
Yeah, the pussy poet.
How she sounded, huh?
She was talking some shit. I'm just like, nah, this shit different right here. She was talking some shit. That shit made, like, close your eyes. You can imagine everything.
Yeah, she did tell a really good story.
She did.
I could see, if I just had to listen to her. Just the voice. She does have a good voice. Good stage presence.
Switch it up. It was just different. Like, even though I'm blind, I still close my eyes. Shit's still different. Like, you can see it better. Even though I can't see, I still close my eyes to vision it.
Maybe it's just a habit.
Nah, it ain't. It's not you. I feel like when my eyes open, I really don't see it.
Now, we were talking about one of the segments for your show. We could maybe make dumb questions. I don't know if you still want to do that, but let's ask Zeno some dumb shit. One of the things you said you felt like was dumb that people ask you is, are you really blind? But I think really what they want to know.
They wave their hand in front of my face.
No!
They do weird shit.
It's like, I think really that question is more so, how blind are you? So when you're seeing, what are you seeing? Like, I know when I close my eyes, like
light
even
and
right
shadow.
Now, it's like spotty. Okay.
I see light and shadow.
Light and shadow. Like a brightness? Is it like?
Yeah, bright light. And
so you should see Weezy because she bright.
Okay.
A white ass. I just be talking shit. You know, I'm like, oh, bright.
I just want to let you know, Sino, you can ask CJ later. I am the darker one.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm be real. Sometimes, you know, in this crucial time of winter, you know,
it
might be like, is she or ain't she until they see our edges? So you're seeing shadows and lights.
Yeah.
So does that mean when someone's in front of you, you know they're approaching from just that movement of a shadow or from...
When a person approaching, I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like my ears closed. I mean, somebody getting close.
Yeah.
So I can feel when somebody walking on the side of me. Like, you can't creep on me. I hear it.
Do you think you always... I feel like we all kind of...
I'm about to say that remind me of haunted houses, bitch. A bitch can't see shit, but I hear something about to come out.
Nah, you can hear it.
You can't see shit.
When you're in the dark, it's even more stronger.
Yes.
Like, you can't creep, because I feel you coming from across the street.
Yeah.
And I heard people like, yo, you know who you talking to? I'm like, bro, I knew who you was before you even walked up on me.
You think bitches be looking through your phone?
Nah, I don't let nobody touch my phone.
Still.
Nobody touch my phone.
Because I ain't even gonna lie.
He's still a nigga, bro.
He is still a nigga. I don't like that.
Man, my phone sleep under me. Like,
my phone sleep under me.
me. Because, like, I can't go through your phone, so why are you going through mine?
Facts.
That's really true. Now,
unless we call my brother in the room and he tell me what's in
there. All right, whatever you be doing for him, I need you to stop. You can make a good, honest man of him, but I feel like
you can take a nigga's eyes and they still ain't gonna be shit.
I done seen it all. Like, I done seen, I'm laying on the girl lap and I'm like, what you doing? She like, nah, I'm on Facebook. But Sam just like, nah, no, she not. So I snatched it and I'm like, yo, Siri, read message.
No!
You talking to a whole nigga. So it's like, what? Then you sorry. Sorry what? You got caught by a blind.
Yo, honestly, that's really fucked up.
I'm off this. Call yo, bro. Come pick me up, bro.
That's just two things about this.
Like, damn, one, bro, I just dropped you off.
You want us to beat her up?
Nah, she cool.
All right. So that bitch tried it. Nah, so she cool. With the phone, like using your phone, you got social media, you have shit like that. Mm-hmm. You're talking to Siri the whole time.
Yeah.
What about when you want to say something nasty? Because I'm sure there's moments.
Siri respond to it. Like
she so do.
Do you don't leave voice notes? Because I feel like I couldn't tell.
Bro, Siri, I call that hoe a bitch. And she was like, I'm sorry. I don't like that language.
Yeah.
Siri know what the fuck you saying, bro.
Yeah. So you said, when Siri say nigga? Yeah, she would.
No, Siri say no.
Pussy, no, she puts really a K, I think.
What? She definitely pronounced nigga.
Really?
Pussy, dick, pussy, yeah, dick, everything.
Girl, you better try it.
Nah, CJ, really can you, like, I'm going to text, or maybe you could text him first while we're getting vanilla shit. Yeah, but I want you to text him some wild shit.
Nah, text him.
You text his phone. And once we're going through the vanilla shit,
yeah, text him. Siri definitely say it.
Text some wild shit. Be like, yo, I want to come over tonight and fuck the shit out of this pussy. AK.
Nah, she really going to say it too.
But, no. I like how she goes, no. Put, damn, nigga, I want that dick. But make it long.
All right, while he's typing that up, we're going to get to our vanilla shit. This one's from The Cut this week. This one I thought was really interesting just to spark some combo with us. France, the country, is finally setting on an age of consent, and the age they are choosing is to better protect children against sexual abuse, and they are setting an age of consent to 15 years old. Basically, there wasn't an age, so 15 is frankly what they find to be a good age of consent. They don't currently have one, like I said, so there really wasn't anything they can do. But they basically now can criminalize sexual relations with a minor who are under 15. And I wanted to ask y'all what you think of...
This is bullshit.
I think 15 is way too
young. Yeah.
Shit, boo. My sister's 24 and I still can't look at no girl that's 24.
Mm.
Yeah. And also, like, even going back to just conversations that we've had when we were having sex, even at 16, 17, or 18, I still feel like there were decisions that were made only because you were young. You didn't know. And I do think that there were men that took advantage of the naivety of being that young as well. Like, so I don't know, 15 to me. However, if you look back on, like, again, because sex is nothing new, back in the olden times, you would get married and wed off at
12, 13.
At that type of early.
But see, I think 15 isn't bad if it's kids having, like, to get, like, if they're fucking around together.
Yeah, they fucking with each other.
Like, if you're two freshmen in high school and y'all start fucking, like, what can you really do? How can you stop that?
Yeah, but to be fair, as women, as girls, even society, like, you go after the older guys. So, to be, like, when we were in high school, we were dealing with older guys. And it's funny because I just had this conversation, too. And it made me look at it weird. Even club scenes. You could be 18 and up for women in the club, but the men had to be 21 and up.
And older.
There's literally like these overdrawn like instances where they almost push women to be with older men. The idea that we mature quicker. Yeah. Like it's all fucking fluff because there's still, in terms of conversation and what needs to be had with sex.
No, I agree.
Nah, we're not ready. We just talked about a couple weeks ago how even women don't talk about their periods enough and the health surrounding women and STDs and all that. It's not talked about enough. So nah, 15 to me is crazy.
Chris, when you were working in the clubs, I know you still do parties, like, did you ever find that, like, girls were, like, hella fucking young?
Sneaking in, fake ID.
Bitch, we had fake IDs.
Where were your parties at?
Brooklyn, Manhattan. You paid a bouncer, you're getting in.
Yeah, you're right.
So it doesn't matter.
Did you find that it was mostly the women paying the bouncer or, like, the dudes that brought them?
Mostly the women.
They
it's like three of them that's 21, but you got the two that's not. Oh, my birthday next week, but I left my ID home.
Nope. Okay. Yep, that was our lie.
All you gotta do is show the bounce, get a bounce at $20. He like, you ain't, he don't care.
Yeah, 20's a deal.
That 20's a real deal. I ain't gonna lie to you. I feel like they definitely charge a little bit more than that. Weezy never got away with it.
Let
me tell you real quick what they did to Weezy,
right? Nah, she filed for this
shit. No, because they did this a lot to you, bro. They did it in Orlando and Miami. Because
I don't have a good liar face.
She doesn't.
That nigga,
we went to the club one time and we shouldn't have been there. We did have school the next morning. This nigga broke her ID in half, gave it back to her and said, you got school in the morning. You should go home. Nah. And I was like, damn, bitch. She was like, don't worry. I know the owner at this other spot. And
so we go?
We did. It was like, what? Vincent? It started with, bro, you was, and then let me also tell you, we drove all the way to Fort Lauderdale to go to Cheetah's one time.
Stop, Mandy.
What? No, I'm going to tell him. We was like 16,
it's
17.
It's a strip club, by the way.
It was a strip club. Yeah, Cheetah's is like everywhere. It's like a franchise. Oh, we went all the way to Fort Lauderdale to go to Cheetah's. And they looked at this one. She always fucked us up. They looked at Weezy and was like, mm-mm, this ain't her. She not, we can't let her in. So then we had to drive another 4 to 5 minutes to Miami to go to the Cheetahs in Miami. And somehow they let us in there.
Nah, but
I think we were at West Palm first.
West
right.
Palm first. And then, okay, yeah, either way.
Nah, you got to play it all. Just act like you're on the phone talking.
But I was dumb back then. But let me tell you really how I got away with some shit. So, see, you know, I was in Hawaii this past week. And while I was there, I don't know if you've heard, but I don't have a license. But my nigga, now I got
dirty confidence.
You know what I'm saying?
And everybody just so you know, dirty once in a while.
Nigga, the New York ID looked just like the New York license. And I was thinking to myself, am I really going to get this Uber? Am I going to get a motherfucking convertible? So I went right up to the budget counter and I was like, look, I don't have a lot of time. I just need, like, we got to work quick. So please just get me a deal. Here's my stuff. Here's my credit card. Like, I was trying to put more focus on the car, yeah. And them niggas ain't even see the shit. So now, if I could have been in my body then, bitch, we would have been in all the...
Nah, that's what you got to do. And when you talk, act like you arguing on the phone, giving them the ID. They ain't going to pay that shit.
They ain't going to pay that shit no more. Like, no, back, I am
21. I used to do it. I used to be 18, 19, can't get in the club with anybody else. They do pass me their backup ID, I'm acting like I'm on the phone arguing.
That's really smart.
They like, yo, just go ahead. After a while, he see me every week. He like, nah, you good. Just let me search you. Go ahead, go in.
Let me search you. Shit.
You ain't checking ID no more.
Wait, you got it ready now? Let's hear this. Let's hear this fucking mess.
Siri better not say none of this shit, bro. Because we know Siri white. So she better say N-word.
Wait. Pull it closer to it. Just put it right up to your, to the mic.
Read message.
CJ sent a new message. Damn, and my nigga, I need some pussy. Would you like to reply?
Would you like to reply?
Bro, no, bitch. No. Maybe she's mixed.
She said, damn, man.
Damn. Say that because she be saying the funniest shit when it's like.
All the time.
Damn.
She do.
Damn. But she really said the N-word.
Yeah.
Oh, no, why Mandy said the N-word? She felt violated.
I feel,
she really said it.
She really said it.
What the hell?
I don't know. I feel offended. And we can't talk to Steve, so who we talk to about this?
Nah, Siri from the hood.
That's why I said Steve ain't... So who we talk to? I only know Steve. Is that who we talk to now?
Okay.
And Tim clearly. Timothy.
I just feel like you guys you've been making a lot of white phones, let's be honest. Bunch of different colors. I don't really understand. But what I do know is the bitch.
I need to face the Siri after that.
They got a dope interview with Siri, the voice behind Siri, where she says, I guess they asked her something like, I could be misquoting it, but they were like, some of the things you say, it sounds like you're being mean. She was like, I was really tired of recording. We were doing it all day. It's like a voiceover. She's like, so some of them may have came off like that because I was tired of doing this. She's like, we had 8-hour days. Because there's a lot of shit she was saying. We're like, okay. Yeah. Well, all right then.
Like attitudes and all that.
Right? The bitch been done. I wonder, have you ever thought about changing your Siri's accent?
Nah, I ain't doing
that. Oh, you used to.
One time it had a man voice. I'm like, I ain't.
You ain't like the man voice.
I'm not sitting up there talking to no man. 3 or 4 in the morning, we not doing that.
You too close to it. All right, for our whore.
You know they had Jamaican accents on the GPSs.
Yep.
Like Bossa left. That's literally, like, that's back when, like, our phones didn't have all of the things it has now, and you had to buy a GPS to tell you where to go.
Yeah,
man. I miss driving.
They did offer me a GPS with my non-license having ass. I was like, yeah, it's 2021. I'm cool. I don't really need to buy it. Here's our hors d'oeuvre. So this one is interesting as fuck because I've never even heard of this shit, really. Try a nipple toy that isn't just a nipple clamp. No shade to the clamps, but there are tons of toys
that
focus.
Okay, so pause. Ice cubes. That's the only thing I can think of that goes on nipples for nipple play, besides a nipple clamp. And C-Note, what could you think of before you go through the list? What could you think of as something to play with your nipples besides a nipple clamp?
Ice, fruit.
Yeah, that's ice, fruit.
He was like, my mouth.
Fruit, my mouth.
Fruit. Well, maybe like chocolate or some shit. You can lick it off. I can see that. Food, not fruit. But what fruit you gonna put on the nipples, you know?
Man, you put the peach in your mouth.
And all right, all right. It's still in your mouth. Shit. Wait, Eden, could you think of something for nipples other than a nipple clamp? Not a GoPro. All right, nigga.
What?
Look.
The angle, yo. There's an angle.
You attach it to a
you
nipple.
You attach it to the nipple? All right.
Y'all are really just way too creative.
No, I'm just saying.
Yo, CJ, this is random, but do you watch porn? And if so, what? Like,
does he watch porn?
Well, he says he's been saying,
every man
see
in the world watch porn.
Yeah, but like, what kind of like shit do you need now? Do you have like certain... Because it's sound. So, like, what do you find yourself typing in? Because you're not visually, like...
Who, CJ or me?
Did I say CJ?
Right.
Sorry, yeah. I was looking at you.
You look up his porn for him?
Nah.
Oh.
No, I mean you, right? So, you're watching porn still,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Listen to it.
Yeah. So, like, what do you need to see? Like, I mean, not... Well, sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I just type in...
Loud bit.
Cherokee.
Cherokee, because you remember
her? He just that's the visualization.
Cherokee, you can't never go wrong.
Because you know their voices.
Not even you hear them.
The clapping.
They're hitting it from the back.
You need the clap.
That's all you need. Yeah, that's all you need.
That's mad funny to me. So, like, even.
Someone's having sex.
Yeah, like that.
This bitch.
Yeah, like that Megan Thee Stallion song. I'm like, damn, this shit remind me of porno.
Yo, you would love Meg if you like Cherokee. Meg way fond of Cherokee. She's like, you know, one of the things I said about her recently. So a lot of like, you know, the girls that we've seen on Instagram and shit like that today just have such fake looking bodies. Not that they're not good, but they're just too perfect. Like Meg don't have like a poot, but she just got a little bit. Like it's not a bored flat stomach, which makes me feel like, oh my gosh, she looks like she's soft. You know what I mean? I think that shit is like super important.
What is
the nipple toys? Nipple suction toys, nipple lickers, vibrators for nipples.
Oh,
I seen that.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I
seen now that. I could see that.
Maybe like a cock ring, like on your nipple, like a picture. Like you just wrap it around the tip.
Right. You wrap it around the
nipple. It's like a little suction tongue and it pretty much go up and down on your nipples.
Well, I got that. Like my towels in the bathroom, basically, it has like a little cup and then I hang the towel on the cup so I can just take it off and use it as a nipple thing. You know, anything to save a little cash. And then it says you could use massage oil or lube, but the cup, I am not mad at that shit, dog. Like, I would 100% use a suction cup. So we don't have a Black Sexcellence today, but I did want to honor Michael B. the Jordan.
Who we honoring him for?
Valentine's Day was a few weeks ago, y'all.
And he parading around a Black woman because we said that he date white women.
But...
Has
he done
stunt.
Those white women so fabulously? I'm only bringing this up because I want to know what C-Note would do. So, Michael B. Jordan, he rented out an aquarium to...
And then ate seafood. That is awful.
People said
how
it was in front of their brothers.
Seafood in front of their cousins, bro. That is trifling, if you really think about it.
But is it, bitch? Because I'm telling you, like...
Bro, you eating seafood inside of an aquarium.
Okay, Mandy, so you'll never go get seafood by the water? Or when you at the beach.
But I can't see the fish. The fish is looking at me. Eat them.
Ryan passed it, right?
You know?
Nah, but you know, this nigga Michael B. Jordan Rich, so they probably got, you know, some nice big sharks and shit. He probably had shrimp. or Branzino. We got to make him the Black Sexcellence because I know that every time I see a picture of them, they look good as fuck. And he got his bitch stocks. You know what I mean? So if you could have an unlimited amount of money, because that's really what this nigga got.
Yeah.
Even though he's attractive, it's really the money for me. What would you do? What would be your Valentine's surprise? Like, what do you think of how you'd go all out?
Well, it depends how long I'm with her.
How long?
Yeah.
You got to like start
Men
slow?
Definitely care about that. It's about the time.
But it might depend how bad the bitch is too.
Nah, it definitely don't.
It don't matter to him.
Definitely not. I can't see it. So.
Yeah, right.
What's one? Who's one of the most?
But like 2 or 3 months, and it's like I'm buying you stock and all that. Nah, I'm not doing that.
That's what I'm saying.
But we ain't got. We can't talk like that because we ain't got unlimited money, dog.
Even if I do got it, I'm still not doing it.
You stingy.
Nah, it ain't stingy. What, you gotta work for that.
What's the most you've
How
given a guy?
How long have Lori Harvey
in?
And Michael B. Jordan?
Bro, man, since December. She just announced
it. She just finished with Future.
How you know that? Bro, he knows his brother.
Shade room.
He be like, hey, like, I listen to what the fuck that bitch got going on?
He be like, hey man, what's going on the shade room?
I listen to the Breakfast Club every morning.
Oh, Breakfast Club
is some great tea.
Roman Report, Angela Yee let you know what's going on. I ain't mad.
I'm not doing that. I don't care how much money I got. Nah, you gotta work for this.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Cino. You ain't seen him.
You working too. It doesn't matter.
Who's the baddest bitch that you've ever seen?
Trina, Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray is definitely it. She's okay. Still beautiful.
Yeah.
I know.
I like
Trina. Brianna's still Brianna. A bad bitch. She is.
Yeah, I seen a couple. I had a couple. That don't mean shit, though. I work hard for this.
Talk your shit,
You
King.
Was not running me when I was playing.
Nah, Rihanna, get them 2 month stocks. Nah. 2 day stocks. You tripping.
I'm just saying, you wasn't with me in Black Panda. So. I work hard for that Black Panda.
He did like, work with me hard for that Black Panther role.
You ain't getting that money that easy.
I want to get into the horrible decisions and start just like from the beginning. So you said your son was one. I don't know why I thought you hadn't seen your son, but.
Nah, he's 10 years old.
Tell us like about your baby mother and how your relationship changed when you became blind. Like,
nah, we A1 cool. She ain't switch up on me when I got shot. She didn't.
That's great.
She's still there to this day.
Were you guys together when you got shot?
Yeah, we was together, but that 24 hours changed it all. So many girls come to the hospital. That's my boyfriend. I don't know. It's like girls like to make obituaries or claim when a nigga in jail that they, I don't know what they get out of this shit, but mad girls come to say that.
Just say you was cheating.
Nah,
I don't
not
like
even that
you putting this on the women.
Not even that.
Bro, you was
nah,
what,
I'm telling
I don't know how they showed up.
I don't know women just make obituaries or whatever, but they was showing up to my hospital bed at night.
Nah,
nigga, just say you was a cheater and she found out.
Nah, it was girls that was dubbing me. It was girls that was dubbing me.
Honestly, I believe that a little bit.
I'm in a hospital bed. My
because
like,
people
oh.
love people once they're down and
yeah,
out.
That's
they love to attach themselves to you.
So
say
now
how long
you're getting all that
you.
Attention from the family. I woke up off a perk. My mother like, oh, that's such and such. I'm like, who that? She said, so I'm like, oh, okay. It was a girl that I was talking to on Tag. Never met in my life.
What's Tag?
Not on Tag. You days, don't know about Tag, bitch. I used to be on that like back in the day with like Mahente. And Black Planet.
I was only on Manhattan. Yeah. Black
Tag was lit.
It was Tag. So my sister, I'm like, yo, who that? She said, oh, that's Ebony. I'm like, Ebony from where? She said Tag. I'm like, I never met her before. From there, I'm like, yo, tell my mother, yo, they got to tighten up the security because I don't know who shot me. And people just coming up here random. If you don't know them,
don't
let them in.
That's right. And you was only 10.
You don't know them, don't let them in here. She was like, all right. My sister like, I got you. I'm like, Tati, you know what's up. My little sister, you know who is who? Dub it. She's like, all right, cool.
With your son, like, you know, I'm sure that a lot of that made you angry, but like, what do you feel like you're better at as a dad now that you can't see?
I feel like I ain't better at nothing because I was doing the same thing when I could see.
That's good.
It's just more like I'm more hands-on with him now.
Yeah.
Like, I spend more time with him now. Before I was running in the clubs, I was doing it all, coming in at night.
Yeah.
Now I can skip the club, chill in the house with my son.
Well, you could skip the club because of COVID, sir.
Yeah, nah, now because COVID.
Maybe
because
COVID.
Party's
COVID
over
shut
now.
That shit
you feel
down.
Me? Definitely. But before, nah.
When you were going to the club, I know your brother's here with you, and you said he's your eyes, but you're 19, right? Yeah,
20.
20.
Yeah.
So when you was going to the club and you couldn't take your brother, like,
what you mean? You go to clubs.
See, oh shit.
You're gonna be like, man, I'm blind. I need him to go.
Nah,
he ain't gonna drink nothing.
Nah, once I go to the door, he be teed up in the club more than me. once I come to the door, that C note, yo, y'all go through, y'all good.
I feel like you wouldn't let anybody in who's with somebody who's blind.
Nah, not even that.
See,
it's just
why you
like,
ain't treating him like a regular person?
This is where the money come in. Like, that's money right there. You're not gonna stop money from coming into the club. Let him in. What you need? All right, I could go outside and get somebody and bring him in. That's money.
Yeah.
The club owner gonna be like, whatever he say goes. He paying his bill tonight.
Were niggas buying you bottles like crazy when
I first got shot?
Yeah. Was they like trying to spoil you?
I stayed out the club for a minute. Then when I went to the club, then it was like, yo, bro, come over here. Dance on this one. Dance on this one. I said, yo, bro, I'm not a charity case. Then it's like girls rubbing on your face and all that. Like, damn. Like, I'm like, yo, what are y'all telling these girls, bro? Nah, we in the club. The stripper like, yo, you mind if I put my ass in your face? I'm like, what the fuck did this come from? He gonna whisper in my, nah, I told you blind, bro. That's sympathy. Hold it down.
Hold it down.
Stop it.
So,
niggas have fun though.
I want to talk about something controversial, in my opinion. Yeah. We were talking about dating apps and you were talking about how CJ helps you.
Yeah.
And you said that there's been times where you don't tell them you blind. Like,
yeah, I don't.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Nah, it's like, get to know who I am before you find out when I'm blind.
How long do you take normally how long do you take normally before you meet someone? Like, how long are you talking to them before you meet them?
First, on Facebook, it'd be until we meet up with each other. Until we about to meet up, I'm like, yo, let you know I'm blind. By then, you done had a conversation on the phone with me. You done text. You done said nasty shit, so there's no turning back now.
Oh,
if you turn it back, then I'm definitely going to put you on blast. I'm going to screenshot it, and I'm going to put that shit up on Facebook.
You going to do what?
Screenshot what you say. And put that shit on Facebook.
You not screen. Yo. You better not be doing that.
Nah, it ain't gonna be screenshots of you talking nasty, but the whole change your heart, I'm gonna put that shit on Facebook. This is what she's about. She not real.
What if
they feel like you not being real?
Right. No. That's like, okay. So I don't know if you, there was a show on Netflix, Love is Blind, ironically. Yeah. And they were meeting, they had never met. And there was someone on there who was bisexual. Now, this goes with sexuality, but he withheld this for, I don't know, the first couple weeks that they were dating, that they were getting to know each other.
So basically, they talk through a wall, right?
Yeah.
So the person, because they want to know that you're meeting someone for their true self.
Yeah.
So you talk through the wall. They're like talking for hours and hours and hours, days and days, and falling in love like that, right? Like on some party line type shit. So with the guy who was bisexual, when he told the girl, she was really upset. He got mad at her, basically was calling her like a homophobe and shit like that. And he was going, it's like we all see both sides of the shit, right?
Because she was like, why are you upset?
She was like, damn, you could have told me.
You could have told me. Yeah, like, why is this something that you would hold for me? Like, she felt like,
love me for who you know me as. Not for
But shouldn't that be everything about you? Like, I'm not going to lie. Even when I was dating, the fact that I used to withhold this podcast. They're, like, it's unfair because I feel like I'm telling you everything about me, but one of the biggest parts about me, I'm not sharing with you. And you may have a problem with the fact that I talk about sucking dick on live.
I think it depends how long.
You sticking fingers in the ass.
I mean, you know, all of that, but I
say, I think it depends how long you're talking to.
Yeah, but I say that to say nah, because what if I am talking to you day in and day out? I'm giving you this time, these hours, and a part of you that you're just not sharing with me, you're withholding. Now, to be very honest, moving forward, I know you may feel like there's a change of heart, but now I also may not know what more you're withholding. If you are a liar, if you're not, like, so I think that there is a thing with telling people who you are. And that is a big part of you.
I feel what you're saying, but
you know what I mean?
It's like, maybe they're not comfortable telling you right off the gate.
Cause it's too.
I had situations where girls sitting on my lap, they talking, oh, this see nobody, they drink it, this, that, and the third. Then when I get up, oh, he drunk? I'm like, nah, I can't see. Then it's like, you went from bouncing on my lap to you want to be my best friend. We not doing that, shorty.
Because they're...
It's like, don't have sympathy for me to, oh, I'm your best friend. Nah, we ain't doing that.
What do you think is the biggest challenge that you would want women to know that they don't have to worry about because you're blind? Do you feel like people
I should have been telling you, don't got to do nothing for me. I do it on my own.
Yeah.
So it was like, if you think I'm looking for you for a handout, it's definitely not. Oh, I'm looking for you for support. I got enough of that. I get in cabs by myself. I cook my own food. I wash my own clothes. I dress myself. Girl, like, you need help washing up? For what? I still know how to wash up? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get in the shower with me, then that's a different story. But we not doing that.
Now, what's like, you go on dates. What's the thing? What's etiquette? And I think this is really good for a lot of people to know. So, I mean, granted, we never had somebody blind on or anything like that, but there is semi-etiquette to being able to ask questions, I think, and not be rude. Yeah, how definitely. How does that work for you? Like, what questions are rude to you that women ask?
And I ain't rude to me.
Nothing?
Say how you feel. Ask any question in the world. I done had girls saying, tell me the shout commercial when they smelled the pond oil and he jumped up out the coma. She told me her pussy like that. I said, it is? She's like, yeah, you got to work for it. All right, cool. We laugh. I'm like, I got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
So little shit, I got friends that be like, yo, bro, I know you can't see, but come on, you reach it too far. Like, we done been naked. He like, yo, bro, I swear, I thought you were trying to grab my dick, bro. And I'm like, what?
Really?
And we all laugh. Like, good sense of humor. My mother jump on me when she see me. It's no difference. My son hit me and run. Like,
yeah,
it's all love. It's nothing different.
When you're communicating at the app, so your brother helps you through that. Like, yeah. How long did it take you to feel comfortable? Because I feel like you got to really let yourself go to be that vulnerable.
Well, comfortable, like letting people know that I was blind?
No.
For you, just the date and stuff?
You to have him talk through you.
Oh, nah. It was just that comfortable.
That's good.
I looked at it like when I came home, is like I was still trying to be who I was before I got shot, before I went blind.
Yeah.
So I'm still trying to live that lifestyle. So it was not, yo, CJ, how she look? Nah, she all right, bro. Hit her up. All right, tell her this, tell her that. He was young at the time, so he was on some, yo, send her a heart. Bro, I'm not doing that. Send her this. He like, nah, I'm telling you, bro, you send this, it's going to work. Nah, it's going to work for y'all little kids, not me, bro.
CJ,
different.
I'm going to ask you, I know you're not on the mic, so people may not hear you, but have you ever lied when he wanted to say something really mean? He was like, nah, nigga, you tripping. I can't type this shit up.
Nah, I don't say
no.
Nah, it's coming from my page, but I don't
that's
say
good.
I don't say nothing mean though. Yeah.
If you could see, he would have did it.
He would have sent it.
Nah, I don't bite my tongue for nobody. So I'm gonna tell you how I feel.
Now,
whether you like it or not.
Let's get back into the sex. What's the best sex? What's the best thing sexually that's happened to you since you've been blind? Like, do you think sex got a little bit better?
It's more feeling to it. Like, you concentrate more on it.
Okay.
So it's like you could really feel everything. From the throat.
From
to
the
inside,
condom.
Everything. You can feel everything.
Huh.
Like, before, it's like you focus when you can see.
Visual.
So much everything.
It's so crazy to me because there is so much visual stimulation in sex with me. Was it like that for you before and you had to readjust the way that you even felt pleasure or got turned on?
Yeah, before it was like you hit it from the back, you see the ass move, jiggle. You feel like that's the best thing. But then now that you can't see it and you actually just, you go on off a feeling. You feel the tightness. You feel everything. You can feel when she's coming. You can feel everything.
Bro, I feel like I would not be a blind nigga's dream. Like, I feel like I'm really cute. But like, if it don't clap, what am I gonna do?
Nah, I thought it was like that too, but it's definitely not.
Awesome. I guess because you can still feel.
You appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, so you appreciate little booties more now?
Touch it. Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
All right, relax.
Now before everybody knows.
I mean, let me just throw it out of there.
Everybody knows skinny girls was never like my forte.
But now?
I don't discriminate.
Still now. Okay.
I don't discriminate now.
But you know what though? I could see like, even if you was into skinny chicks before, how you'd be like, nah, not no more.
Right.
Like, I need a little more titty than
cushion for the pushing, baby.
Nah, right?
I love my big girls, but nah, I don't discriminate at all now.
So, For yourself, like, how do you see your life? Do you want more kids? Like, do you want marriage? Do you like being single? What do you want for yourself?
One day, more kids.
More kids.
I want one more. I don't want my son to be by himself.
Yeah.
Marriage, I gotta really trust you for that. Really, really trust you for that. It's like, it's not replacing CJ, but you the next best thing to CJ.
Yeah.
So I really gotta trust you for that.
Do you ever feel, I feel like we getting real Dr. Phil and deep here, but.
Nah, it's cool.
I'm actually really curious because when I met you guys, your brother was here and y'all seem to have such a good relationship. Yeah. Do you ever feel guilty if like CJ has a girlfriend or he gets busier? Like, how does that make you?
Nah, I don't feel guilty at all. Because there's always somebody else. Yo, Tati. Good. Everybody know my password. Everybody know my shit. So if something come through, yo, Tati, check that, send us. No problem.
That's good.
My cousin in the crib. Shit, down to my son. Yo, CJ, send this for me.
So your 10-year-old son helps you. What kind of stuff does he help you with?
Yeah, everything. Anything but porn. I ain't exposing that. Even though I was exposed like when I was 7 to it.
Wait.
Like, nah, I ain't gonna do it. But
anything but porn. You're saying, yeah. CJ types into porn?
Well, CJ, nah, Siri.
Sexual theory. All right. Before we get out of here, we're going to do our home mail, and I want you to help us through it for this person's question. Is it a question? Or no?
Yes. No, I think it's... Oh, no, I think it's just a whole confession.
Okay.
So, and it is deep, so I do want to give a trigger warning, because specifically to the title says, I was in denial about being assaulted. I confronted him today. If you guys are interested in sending us a home mail, go on over and send it to horribledecisions@gmail.com. You may hear your email here on the podcast. Also, just know all of our emails that we read are anonymous. So a lot of you guys do say, please keep anonymous. We will never share your name. So here we go. What does TW mean, by the way? It starts with TW. I don't know what TW means. I feel like I really am old. I don't be knowing what the little kids
talk about. What the fuck is
TW? TW, semicolon. TW is how it starts. I don't know either. Okay.
Too easy. To y'all. To horrible.
To horrible, maybe? Okay.
I don't know.
Damn. Okay. Today, I confronted someone who sexually assaulted me. I've been sexually assaulted before, but this time I stood up for myself. I feel so proud of myself and honestly credit this show for empowering me to do so. I met up with a couple who had done a photo shoot for me and wanted to shoot again. I knew they liked to have thirds, and they were also well aware of my poly lifestyle and the fact that I'm an online sex worker. The second time I went to see them, I arrived late, so we decided not to shoot and just hang out. We listened to music, smoked, and drank, and I was honestly having an amazing time. His girlfriend eventually came on to me, and we started kissing. He then joined in at that point. I made it clear I was on my cycle and didn't want to have sex. Plus, regardless of that, I wasn't interested in any penetration. I am simply not sleeping with men right now, but I was down to watch and mess around. After we started all making out and touching, he crossed several boundaries and pinned me down multiple times. I remember looking over at Redacted multiple times, wondering if she thought he was aggressive too, but she just watched like she was content with the way things were going. He wanted my pants off, but I told him I'm on my period, and he said it was okay because he wouldn't penetrate me. He was on top of me, grinding on me like he had been when he pulled my underwear to the side and penetrated me. I gasped and just pushed away. It hurt so much, and I put my clothes on and told them I was tired because I was drunk and high, and I soon just fell asleep in his arms. Truth is, I thought it was small, something I shouldn't make a big deal of. I was interested in them after all, and maybe it was an accident. I left after I woke up from my nap and acted like everything was okay. The next day, I was sore and sad, and I tried to engage in sex with another partner a few days later and found myself crying and uncomfortable because all I could think about was this man shoving himself inside of me. I didn't want to believe that this small thing could hurt me so much, but it did. So today, after a couple weeks, I unblocked him and confronted him. She sent what he said. I'm not going to read that part because I think that's a little too personal, but she did say, love you guys. Thank you for listening. And she pretty much wrote him. His response was, I sincerely apologize. I appreciate you telling me this. I will definitely take that into consideration and in no way disagreeing with you. Hope you enjoy. That was his response.
I like that he said no way disagreeing with you, but I think, you know, men sometimes are ice cold when they don't realize.
I agree. The effect that this has on, like, the fact that she couldn't even get through another act with another partner because she cried. Like, there's trauma in this. And I do think a lot of men do just, oh, my bad. I ain't know. You should have told me. Like, there's still almost blame there that a lot of men have in response to that.
It's fucked up that, you know, it happened to you. We're obviously all sorry to hear it. But I'm really glad that you shared that you realized it after, because a lot of people say to women, like, well, why didn't you ain't say nothing when it was happening? Well, why, if you didn't like it, you wouldn't stop? And I think a lot of people don't really know what's going on. I mean, I could even say that for myself. It's a weird, fucked up thing to say. But I mean, so, you know, I don't know if you've ever had a moment where you were like, I'm doing this. I don't really want to, but like, here I am.
Yeah.
It sucks because, like, I don't know what makes us not say no. Is it disappointing the other person? Is it because we've already gone too far and it's like I've wasted their time?
I feel like you're going too far.
I think a lot of the problem is, especially with women, and I talked about this recently too, just in talking about what's been going on with the T.I. and Tiny allegations. I think that we need to normalize removing ourselves from uncomfortable spaces. So there's this constant dialogue with consent right now and saying no. But as women, for whatever reason, we do a lot of times put our comfortability levels behind because we are pleasers. And we do understand what it means to almost stroke the ego of our partners. And I think that we even talked about that a couple weeks ago with Tiana, where, you know, you have to be empowered by also not caring about the other person. If they make you feel uncomfortable, if they don't, you know, if they do something you don't like, being able to vocalize that. We talked about that with bad sex.
Yep.
If someone's not doing something that's enjoyable for you, you have to take away how it's going to make them feel because it's not making you feel good. Because
nobody at the end of the day, I feel like, wants to know after hours of fucking you that you hated it.
Or that you hurt them.
Or not hours. Sorry, I meant hours later. Because normally we'll text shit in the morning. And it's like, damn, I wish I could have fixed it then.
Right.
Should have said it.
Yep.
I also think it's very important. One of my bits of advice to that, too, is to have these conversations out of the bedroom. So have it at dinner, have it in the living room, have it when you're out having fun and just, you know, just bring it up because these types of conversations can become tense and uncomfortable, especially if you're laying in the bed with somebody. So normalize talking about sex out of the bedroom. I think that's kind of what we do. And I think there is an uncomfortable level to it, but I think that it makes it that much easier to tell your partner when something didn't feel good or you were uncomfortable or you weren't right. Even in this, the screenshot was a DM to him.
Mm.
And even that is unfortunate that this level of trauma you just experienced, you had to share and relive and explain to this man via an Instagram DM.
No, I saw.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate you for writing in. And I want everybody also to, you know, check out some things online. I know it sounds weird, not like a quiz, but like if you're not really sure what's been happening with consent or someone you're fucking with, look that shit up, read a little bit about it, because I think there's a lot of blurred lines. And we've only been having our quote unquote consent conversation for the last few years, even though it's been going on for a long time. Like, and I hate when people are trivial about the shit. Like, okay, so if I want to kiss somebody, I got to ask them for consent. Da, 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 da. Like, look, sexual assault and kissing me are two
different things.
Yeah. Like this is, you know, something that might fuck her up for a while. So make sure you're letting your partners know. Make sure that you're keeping in mind, keeping confident. And I know some people can't even say no because they're not in a safe space, but yeah.
Man, no is no. Even when we in the mood and be like, no, I stop. You looking at me like, why you stop? And you said no. I watch enough Law and Order. Like, I ain't trying
to. I seen it.
Yeah, right. I ain't trying to go down for nothing. Nah, I'm good.
Well, see, on a lighter note, you got your pod coming out. People can check it out. Just tell us the name of it and some of the stuff that we can expect from your podcast.
Yeah. My podcast is called Blind But Now I See. Pretty much coming from a perspective of everybody been blind once upon in their life and it took them time to see the light. And you don't got to be physically blind. Pretty much I look at it like this. Every dark room got a light switch, but some people just scared to turn that light switch on to see the brighter, how bright that room could really be.
Yeah.
Or you in a
like
tunnel.
This nigga really ain't shit.
Yeah, that's pretty a lot much. Of us. That's exactly, in the sense of, that, like, that's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he done cheated on you, did everything in front of you, but you just don't want to turn that light on to see it.
So man, stop reading these hoes.
It really is, like.
What kind of guests can we expect on your show?
My first couple of episodes, my son going to be on there.
That's dope.
My mother going to be on there. Pretty much, I'm going to explain my dark moments and how that light came to me. Then we're going to talk from my mother's point of view of being the one on the side of that bed, her dark moments behind it. My son, like, the differences you face having a blind father. Me, I was more, like, concerned and more pressured because I'm like, damn, my son got, like, his father different from everybody's.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter to them, though. Like, he on live, and he like, oh, they reading a blind book. And he just took it off me and was like, oh, my father blind. And the teacher like, no, you know your father now. I seen your father plenty of times. He like, yes, he is. He really blind. And she called me. She said, Zamir said you blind. I said, yeah, I'm blind. She said, you really blind? I'm like, yeah. She said, but you don't look like it. I'm like, how do a blind person look?
Right. It's the hat, man. Your outfit right now.
How do a blind
now?
Person look? Like,
we think y'all ain't going to, I don't know what we think.
Stevie Wonder. Nah. Like, where your glasses at?
Nah, I ain't wearing no glasses.
See?
What makes you not want to wear glasses?
Never mind, my eyes ain't gray.
That's true.
Oh, is that? Yeah, wait, Stevie Wonder got gray eyes? Is that?
Yeah, a lot of people that be having glasses on, their eyes is gray.
You know what's funny?
So it's more of a physical.
Like, someone has left a comment before this video's been over. He's like, he don't look fine. Those niggas ain't shit. Yeah,
they gray.
Yep, we gonna read them to you. I'll leave you another voice, know what them niggas saying. And he gonna be like, hey Siri, curse that bitch out.
They be like, you know, nah, I don't curse people. It's like, it's a question. A lot of people just don't understand. I was one of those. Mm. I used to see somebody walking blind smiling. I'm like, what they smiling for? They don't even know what's in front of them. Me, my phobia is stepping in doodle. I would die. If I step and do it, I'm leaving my sneakers there.
Oh my goodness.
That's your one fear?
That's my biggest fear.
You get it? It must be a man.
Nah, that's my biggest fear. And
that's your biggest fear is them, stepping in dog shit?
Stepping in shit is really sucks. Yeah. Have you ever stepped in shit?
I would die.
You wipe it off, bro. No, dog. You don't wipe it off. It carries out.
You can't wipe the shit off.
That and you smell it all day.
Creases of your sneakers. You smell it? What? I'm leaving my sneakers.
He
there.
Really smell it. Okay, that's what he's trying to tell y'all niggas. Nah, I step in shit. It's different.
I'm leaving that shit there. I'm leaving my sneakers there.
And so you just gonna walk barefoot?
I walk barefoot. Just socks. All
right. Take me home. All right.
If I gotta get in the cab, I'm getting in the cab barefoot. It is what it is. I'm leaving them shits right there.
Well, CJ gonna make sure you don't step in
shit. Nah, he definitely do. Cause I tell him, yo, bro, don't please look at the floor. Even with my son, he talking to me. He's like, man, make sure we ain't stepping in doodle, bro.
Not the 10-year-old being like,
Nah, one time we walked to the barbershop. He like, yo, it's mad dude on his block. I said, I walk back. We taking a cab, bro. I can't do this shit.
Yo, that's
hilarious. Oh, and I gave one. I did give one. Okay, damn. Okay.
So he was ahead of the game.
Damn. Thank you for looking that up. So
I talk about too horrible.
Too wheezy, bitch. Like, I ain't here. The fuck?
Bitch.
This bitch. Trigger warning. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So maybe she thought I was going to cry.
Them acronyms be fucking me up. Words already fucked me up. Yeah, but now I got to figure out how many words fit in some letters.
Yo.
That should be...
I call CJ. I'm like, CJ, what the fuck is this? He's like, oh, nah, bro, this is this. I'm like, all right. I'm like, damn, I'm old. Like, I don't understand. Even my son be now. Like,
bitch,
oh,
all we had to decipher was ASL. Age, sex, location. You know what I mean?
You know, I want to do a for fact's sake episode on acronyms. And the only reason I wanted to do it is because I looked up the other day, P.O. Box. Y'all know what P.O. Box means?
Post office. Box.
Yeah.
Bitch, you ain't know that? Yo, I'm smart as fuck. You heard me. I'm over here teaching her some shit.
I felt like it was post office box, but I was like, nah, that's too simple.
Well, that's why my ass went.
It
got to
be
down.
Like parcel. Or something.
As long as it ain't science, huh?
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
All right. So, y'all, thank y'all for listening to another episode of Horrible Decisions. As always, we're going to leave y'all with a 5-minute bonus clip for our Patreon. As you guys know, if you are all caught up on Horrible Decisions or you just want more horse shit, there's over 100 episodes over there, and we do drop 3 bonus episodes every month. So go on over to patreon.com/horrible decisions. You do have to type it all in because it's marked as 18+. So make sure you type it all in. And again, we're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. Thank you guys for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Hold on. Fruit roll-ups on the tip of the dick while you suck it. Okay, first of all, bitch, whoa. Like, you know what I be thinking about sometimes when people come out with tips like this? Like, I feel like that's side bitch type of tips. Like, you got to do some wild out the box shit. Like, you're showing out type shit. Like, if I get cheated on and I find out there was a fruit roll-up on his dick, I'm going to be like, I understand because I wasn't going to do it. That is the most insane fucking shit. But how old are you and where are you even buying fruit roll-ups from?
Crystal, can you please unmute your mic? Because I also have a question to what comes next. So, Crystal with a K. Crystal with a K, if you can unmute your mic and share this fruit roll-up.
Crystal
with a C. Crystal
with a C. What this bitch look like?
Oh, so when you talk about a fruit roll-up on dick, you don't want to have your video on? That's what we doing?
That's not true.
Oh. Okay, so you
is
put
a penis in the back or is that a microphone?
It is. It's the penis microphone.
You have a penis microphone? Of course
no, I wish that I did. That is a green screen. Can you act this like you screen. Understand production with your TV having ass?
Bitch. For real?
Damn. So, Crystal, here's my question, because we do talk about pH, and we had a guest who thought honey
on the coochie was okay. So I'm going to ask you, before you, that dick gets inserted into your vagina, do you wipe it off with a rag or do you really put fruit roll-up dick in your pussy?
She looked like she suck it off and have green discharge
suck
later.
Suck it all off. No, I really suck it all off. I suck it all off.
Crystal, what are you, Dominican?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. See, it's the damn it.
What?
I'm playing. You remember Venus came on talking about, I use the honey pockets. It's always them bitch. I ain't doing all of that.
Yeah, that's a lot. That is a whole lot.
Nicole, what you be doing? They say white girls give the best head. Unmute yourself. Tell us your tab.
Yeah, Nicole, can I also ask you if you've ever been offended if someone's called you Becky?
No, Karen's annoying, but
Karen is annoying. Yeah, I can understand that. Can I also?
But I've never been called a Karen.
What about? Well, I'm
not with that shirt. You better not.
when the song Becky came out, did you take pride in that?
There is a song to Becky.
Oh God,
this is really now, bitch. You're really white. You're telling me? Are you joking right now, Nicole? How old are you?
I'm 25.
That's why.
You're telling me you have never heard the Negro spiritual.
Maybe if I'm
playing. I'm listening. I'm playing it. Hold on. Alexa, connect the phone.
We hear it.
Oh.
You know, you're fucking it up. Let me put it on.
Sorry. Here we go. Alexa, volume 10. Oh, there we go. There we go. Begging for a boat. You miss begging,
let me know. Lick it, I love that bro. I don't know this.
No.
She was like, whoa, we know you bitches are from Florida, but calm the fuck down.
Oh, wait, Rashida just said it's not an age thing. So is this a location shame?
No, she's like, trying to tell us we're hood rats. But anyway, Nicole, do you have any? No, not you, Nicole, Rashida.
Oh, my God.
Wait, can you also look at the whole chat? There's quite a few people who have never heard the Becky song.
We'll put it in the description of this episode. But Nicole, tell us, do you have? Because they do say white girls give the best blowjobs. Do you have a blowjob tip? Because we need to prove that this is a myth.
No, not really. She just sucks dick.
She just sucks dick. White girls are just, yeah, they just suck dick.
I just suck it. I just like use one hand and I suck at the same time and use my tongue. Like, never had any complaints.
Well, good for you. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you.
We ain't getting these fruit roll-ups out. Shit.
I know that's right. Well, I guess let's get into our horrible decision. As always for the town hall, we kind of like to recap, allow you guys to give us some feedback or your thoughts on the episodes that came out during the month of February.
We don't kind of like to recap. Do y'all notice that Mandy does that? Everybody nod if you do.
What?
Mandy, like, we're kind of getting into it. No, we are getting into it.
You finished or you done? It'd be kind of because the way you be interrupting, I don't know if we really going to get through it or not.
So. Ma'am, you're the interrupter.
Bitch, are you kidding? You know what? All right.
Who's worse? No. We got to take a poll, because I be interrupting, but I know you be interrupting.
I was dead ass giving shout outs and you start reading comments as if I'm not talking. Like, look, I see the nods going on. You know what I mean?
Nah, fuck you.
Sorry.